My name is Malham Khan. I'm one of the volunteers for the Pothi project. I'm involved in the oral history project as well as the heritage research project. How I got involved was purely by chance. I often go to Avenue House, which is now known as Stephen's House, as they've got a little park behind the Pothi. So one Sunday last summer, I was going there with my children, and as I crossed the Pothi, I saw a little sign or a poster on the door which said that they needed volunteers, and I signed up, and that's really how I got involved. Being involved with the project has taught me quite a few skills that I didn't already have. I've been a part of the Oral History Project as well as the Heritage Research Project. I've learned quite a few things, mainly how to conduct an interview. We had a workshop which taught us all about the do's and don'ts of interviewing. I've also been involved in the research project, so that involved frequenting archives, all the technicalities and legalities that are involved with kind of displaying a big project like this. The best part was meeting new people, learning about the history, learning all about the different people that were associated with the Pothi. Seeing a derelict building come to life has also been one of the favorite parts about being involved in the project, and especially in a renovation project like this. The most surprising aspect of the research was really discovering the function of the Pothi, what it was conceived to be initially, and how relevant or irrelevant really the design was to its function. So it was quite surprising to find out that what it really looks like from the outside was not what it was used for on the inside. Or maybe it was. Maybe that's what the purpose of the project was, to kind of keep it a mystery. I would like to find out more about the thought process and the concept, the design thought that went into the Pothi. It's an intriguing building in the sense that the form of the building, it's like a fortress. It seems to be very internalized and introverted building. It's almost as if it's turning its back to its surroundings and it wants to keep the people out. But there's a whole world that's happening on the inside. I hope that the Pothi project is able to really enlighten the people of Finchley and everybody who uses Avenue House about the history of the Pothi. It's a surprisingly interesting history, and you don't really expect that a building which looks the way it does could have so many hidden secrets. So I hope the people are able to see it the way we have grown to like it, the way we have, and really to learn a bit more about where the Pothi comes from.